Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shouts Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And joining me on the phone is Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
Very nice to speak to you tonight.
Lovely to speak to you too. Now, you are by the river. That sounds
like
a nice place to be if it wasn't chucking it down. Hopefully it's not where you are.
I might do a tree, Darren.
Okay, that's all right then. Stay dry. Well, welcome along. You are here to tell us about a play coming up, in a couple of weeks' time in Sunbury. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's actually very next week, so it's next Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and it's at the Riverside Arts Centre in Sunbury on Thames, and it's a collaboration between two organisations, two AMDRAMs, one of which is Manor Players and one of which is Shepperton Players, and we've come together. We've got some history between us of over 120 years in Shepperton and Sunbury, and it's Agatha Christie, and it's The Hollow, which is one of her very well-known plays.
Now, I have to admit, you say it's well-known, it's not one that I've seen, and I've been to Agatha Christie's house and stuff, and I've done, you know, things before. So, without too many spoilers, because obviously it's a bit of a whodunit, what's it all about?
It's a very classic Agatha Christie. It's a country house, one weekend, variety of characters from the lord and lady of the manor to family members who are, one of which is having an affair with a guest, and there's friends visiting which are married couples, and it's the classic whodunit. Somebody dies, of course, the middle of the play, you know. And then for the rest of the play, it's working out who of all the characters has actually done the dastardly deed.
Now, you said this is a collaboration between, as you said, Manor Players and Shepperton Players. How does that come about then? How do you join forces?
Since Riverside Arts Centre was formed over 40 years ago, we've both been based in Riverside Arts Centre. Over the last 40 years, we've done productions as the Zodiac, and I know you've got Staines Musical Theatre talking about it next week, production. So it's a really mecca for all the local AMDRAM groups to use this fantastic centre, because it's got raised seating, it's got a fabulous stage. We decided a few years ago that when we wanted to do a very big play, and we've got 12 people cast in this, we would actually use our skills and our talents from both sides of to do one show in the summer.
I see. And your role in all this, are you directing, is that right?
Yeah, I'm the mad person. I can't learn lines, you see.
So
one would say I'm the chicken because I can't learn any lines, and I just boss everybody about and bring everybody together and tell them when they're doing well and telling them when they should be learning lines. I have to say, my lot, this time round, they are superb. They know their lines, books are down, and we're having great fun actually getting to know the characters and the story.
It must be quite a challenge, though, taking on something that you know, certainly is, you know, a well-known author, a well-known, you know, people who do know Agatha Christie will, of course, know this. So that must be quite a challenge for you to take that on.
Yes, it is. I have to say, I jumped to the chance when the committee offered it to me, because I love Agatha Christie. You know, I'm the one who's sitting in front of ITV3 watching all the reruns, and so I know the books well. But yes, I think it is very much a challenge for a director to interpret what the author has put on the page, especially as, you know, it's where, who to cut and who not to cut and which lines to do. But it's great fun. It's great fun, and I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it, I say, most of the time.
Fair enough. And again, because it's quite well known, you know, and you say, you know, you watch these things on the TV, it must be difficult not to sort of just rehash things that you've seen and to find your own kind of way of doing it. But presumably the cast will help out with that and find their own ways with the characters.
Absolutely, and that's what's been the joy of this production, is that we've got some really talented people, and as soon as we started reading the script, you could see them shine as those characters. You know, you've got the lady of the manor, who is very eccentric, and you think, actually, she's really dotty, but underneath, she's quietly working away what she wants to happen between the various relatives. To make, you know, the whole line is that she wants the next generation, so she's trying to marry people off.
Okay.
You know, that's, which is a typical thing of that era. You know, there's all little plans and little storylines with underneath the undercurrent of actually the murder. So, and that's what's been really interesting about this play. It's not just somebody shot and who's done it. There's little bits of storylines that people can get involved in and see how their storyline goes throughout the play to a happy ending, or perhaps not so happy ending if you're the person who's shot, because of course at that time you go to the gallows.
Well, that's true. It's on next week,
yes,
The Hollow, at the Riverside Arts Centre in Sunbury. I don't know if you've got all the details there, where you are by the river under a tree, of how you can get tickets and all of that business.
So you can get tickets by phoning and should I give the number, Dan?
Yeah, go for it.
07505 206 757. I'll say that again, 07505 206 757. Or if you go on to the website, it's www.sunburyriverside.co.uk.
Excellent, and it's £12 for tickets, and it's 7:45 and 2:30, 29th to the 27th to the 29th.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. For those who don't want to come out in the evening, we are doing a Saturday matinee at 2:30.
Fabulous. So I wish you and everyone all the very best with the show. Sorry for the little mishap in the middle.
No, thank you for talking to me tonight.
No, you're very welcome. Do come on again next time you've got something going on.
We will, and may I wish your listeners a very happy evening.
Thank you very much, Caroline. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.